Hello, this is Nisha here. This is a teen podcast on Psychology Speak. So I've been giving a great deal of thought on how I would bring a conversation on narcissism to teens. And I think one of the most fascinating things was that when I went and looked at a series of teen novels with narcissistic characters, we insist on doing most of them in school, the school material. I find that quite fascinating because certainly I did The Great Gatsby in school. We never discussed any of the more negative aspects of Gatsby's character. And Catcher in the Rye is another one that I started listening to, and like, the character's so irritating. And like, I've certainly had sat in the pub and had conversations with people telling me, oh, that book was life-changing for them to read it. So I'm a bit dubious about that. And I thought that the context that they take Sylvia Plath's The Bell Jar isn't fair. Like, I think it's one of the best descriptions of what Jung describes loneliness as, which is not being able to have conversations and connections around you, basically because you're not met. Like, you can be surrounded by people, but you're not expressing what you're really interested in because nobody's talking the same language. And I don't agree that the character in it, that sense of isolation makes her narcissistic. I think it's a very good reflection on how creative people can really suffer for their art, how perhaps as a society we need to change that picture. Because I do meet a lot of younger creative people who feel like they're really suffering for their creative process. So there's always people for you to connect with. Like, that is the wonderful thing since the pandemic, because so many groups have still continued to stay online and become international. So even if you're doing something really niche and you've got an interest in something that not a huge amount of people are interested in creating about, there is a group for you. One of the places you could start by looking is actually on Patreon. If you've not come across Patreon, it's an amazing space for creators. And so you can see, as I started to look at this journey, like, I really don't agree with what's being presented to people. And the reason I wanted to think about talking about this is because the irony for me is that as a society, as we move towards voting in many political leaders that are very narcissistic in their behavior, and particularly in the way that they like to speak to people's vulnerabilities or the things in them that are not very nice, like their racism is a really good example. So they will choose to speak to that in order to make them feel that by being racist, they're forging a path ahead and creating more space for their own achievement by dividing them from others. Because as a society, we have much of those behaviors being promoted, and even as far as influencers who are very much have those traits in order to achieve their influence, as we've moved that way, what I've noticed is that much of the bullying and the dynamics around the concepts of friendship in school have become incredibly narcissistic. So in other words, like, there's power games taking place. There's this idea of a friend who will pedestalize you over all the other friends, like you're worth knowing, but they're not, and separate you from everybody else. And even get you to be the voice box for that, of their own, the things they don't like about others. So they're not saying them, you are, which isolates you from people, and you're being their puppet. And then invariably what they will do is they'll take you down off the pedestal, and they'll, because you'll have got too much attention, or maybe you did better in a test than they did, or you got picked for the sports team and they didn't, or whatever it is. And they're kind of like, oh, no, you're doing better than me. So now I have to knock you down to size and make you feel like you can't face anybody because I've distanced you from everybody else. I've made you look bad to them. And so there's many of these games, many of these strategies now taking place for younger people. And they're a product of behavior in our society. But I'll be honest, we've become so obsessed with Psychology Speak and with picking over people and finding something wrong and finding a trauma in your childhood and finding you didn't come from the perfect family and kind of extrapolating that out and making so many assumptions with it that it's impossible to navigate. The key things for me are: honor your own feelings. Only do things that feel right. Do things to other people that you'd want done to you. Behave in a way and treat other people as you'd want to be treated. So if you're being told to tell someone that they're not nice by somebody else, would you like that? Stop and pause. Don't need to be someone's friend so badly. There's nothing wrong with not meeting your friends yet at this stage in your life. There's nothing wrong with hanging out in the group and being a little bit quieter and not going along with everything. There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable and asking for help. There's nothing wrong with telling someone what's going on. Take the power away. Don't be afraid not to be on social platforms. Don't be afraid to mute people. Don't be afraid to not engage. If you don't engage, there's nothing they can do. And that leaves all of the psychology speak out of it. Just do what feels right. And don't get yourself backed into a corner of feeling like you have to be in some sort of secret society. If people need secrecy, that's usually a red flag. That's usually an aspect of power. If they're getting you to say things that they don't say themselves, that's an aspect of power. If they're telling you you can't be friends with them because you're friends with someone else, go and be friends with the someone else. If you make a mistake and you do something and you say something because someone else told you to, or you told someone you couldn't be friends with them because so-and-so said that, if you feel you've made a mistake, be honest about it. Go back and tell the person, look, I'm really sorry. I totally messed up here. I played the game. I didn't understand the game. It's okay to do that. It's unfortunate that we have a society now that reflects so much that isn't a nice way to treat people, or it isn't a right way to treat people. There's so much of an agenda taking place in people's influence, in their fan base, in their political careers, that's without even being exposed to that in your home with your own parents. All of that starting to become normalized in our interactions at very young ages. But it's incredibly simple to navigate, really. Just make your own choices.